I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a second visit to Glasgow's Pavilion Theatre. The rich history of Glasgow goes back 1,400 years, or 1,400 years and 6 days if you're listening to the repeat. In the late 18th century, Glasgow became known as Europe's largest tobacco importer. William Cunningham opened his first factory in 1777, and the family-run business survived until 1993, making traditional full-strength cigarettes. When the last of the family line died recently, as a mark of respect, his ashes were trodden into the pavement outside a fire exit. Opened in 1872, Glasgow Corporation Tramways became one of the largest urban tramway systems in the world. Until 1903, the trams were hauled by horses, but when the generating station was built at Port Dundas, the service was adapted to electric power and journey times tumbled. At first, it was debated whether to use alternating or direct current, but after experimenting, it was discovered that by connecting them to alternating current, the horses ran much faster. Following urban reconstruction in the 1960s, certain areas of Glasgow have gained a reputation for crime and violence. However, a recent TV documentary found very little evidence when a BBC reporter went undercover in Maryhill, working as a tail gunner on a milk float. We are today guests of the Pavilion Theatre, which has staged many fine productions, including a recent production of Shakespeare's tragedy, The Scottish Play. I have to say Scottish play because it's believed that if you say the word Macbeth in a theatre, something awful will happen. Let's meet the teams.
They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Fred McCauley. And on my right, Tony Hawkes and Susan Kalman. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever wonderful Samantha. We start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words revolution and coup. Well, a revolution is the forcible overthrow of a government in favour of a new social order, whereas a coup is something a Scotsman milks. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Tony, you can start.
Asphalt. Reason for bringing a court case against an ageing celebrity.
Susan.
Loathing. An object on the bottom shelf.
Barry.
Testosterone. Tessa de d'Urbervilles did a pancake by herself.
Testosterone.
Lambasted. An illegitimate young sheep.
Occupants. Underwear for squatters.
Philistine. What a German barmaid does.
Collusion? A well-planned collision?
Massachusetts? A large collection of dentures.
Fastidiots? The three old presenters of Top Gear.
Perth, where Chris Eubank keeps his cash.
Mendicant, a govern repairman.
shavings, what Sean Connery keeps in his bank account.
Tracheectomy, the surgical removal of a shell suit.
Suggestive, a salacious biscuit.
Suppository, someone you've always suspected votes Conservative.
Well, the teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. These days, rare vinyl commands a fortunate auction. The Holy Grail for collectors is the debut single by the legendary singer and road map feature, Engelbert Humpback Bridge. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly damning indictment of the complete lack of imagination at the very core of British society. What do points mean? This week's prize is the perfect alcoholic takeaway for the busy Scottish spy novelist. Is this John Le Carré out? Fred, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Kenneth McCalla singing Roman in the Gloaming.
Roman in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roman in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. I've seen lots of bonny lassies travelling far and wide, but my heart is set anew on bonny Kate McBride. And although I'm no a chap that throws a word away, I'm surprised myself sometimes at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. Roaming in the gloaming, lay a lassie by my side.
Very good, Fred. I think it's spoiled only by the noise in the background of the audience here trying to jemmy open the vending machine at the back of the room. Okay. You're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Tony Christie singing Is This the Way to Amarillo?
The day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo. Sweet Marie, who waits for me.
Oh, wonderful. You now, Tony, and would you accompany the Gypsy Kings singing Bambaleo?
Llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo de danzabana,
porque muy depresado por eso, no te perdona, ahora. Y chamo, llega así esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor de en el pesado, bembele, 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 bembele. Porque mi vida yo la probé a beber así. Bamboleo, bamboleo,
bamboleo.
Tony Hawks, you must say, you give the lyrics a new poignancy. Susan Cowman, please accompany Celine Dion or singing All By Myself.
When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just for fun. Those days are gone. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. When I dial the telephone, nobody's home. All by myself, don't wanna be all by myself anymore. All by myself, don't wanna live all by myself
anymore. Wonderful. Be honest, that's not the first time you've sung that, is it? Well, it's time for some acting now in the miming round called Sound Charades. And this is a variation on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Interestingly, Blair is a Scots surname, and Lionel can trace his family tree back to the 1700s, where the Blairs were renowned for their prowess at indigenous sports, particularly the caber. Not for nothing were the Blairs known as the biggest tossers in the Highlands. Tony and Susan, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The comfort of strangers. The comfort of strangers.
Okay, this is a book and a film. Four words.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I've never met either of you before, but I'm about to do the weekly wash and I find myself completely out of fabric conditioner.
Well, how simply dreadful. Try this. We find it keeps our laundry soft and fresh, even at low temperatures. Don't we, dear? Oh, yes, we do. Oh, and remember, other brands are available.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, gosh, I'm just doing a wee list of all the fabric conditioners that I know. Comfort.
Yeah.
It's the comfort of strangers.
So, your turn, Barry and Fred, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes.
It's a TV and a film, and it's two words. My new girlfriend's a singer, and she's incredibly rich.
Really? What's her name?
Cher.
Cher?
She's so rich, she owns 20 houses all over the world. Trouble is, whenever she moves from one home to another, she leaves the last one wide open.
An invitation to burglars.
Exactly. I have to keep reminding her to turn the key in the lock when she leaves. In fact, I'm texting her now. Look.
Ah, right. Brief and to the point.
I think so.
I think I know what it is. Ooh. I believe it is Sherlock Holmes.
It's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our in tray has been avalanched by a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Mrs. Trellis writes, "Dear Melvin Bragg, do it in your own time. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." In deference to our generous hosts here north of the border, we're going to play the celebrated Scots version of the game, Morningside Crescent. The rules of Morningside Crescent were originally revised by the infamous Lord Govan, and in the words of the great man, players will be scunnered if they bide a wa doon the diagonal, if only either a player tacks the southerly approach fey a previous position. And he who gangs agley the line of play will be rendered numptied. Okay, so very much as you'd expect, and we'll play the Glasgow variation. So inversions are, of course, permissible, but must be sequential and non-linear. Okay.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Tony, you can start.
Jeez.
George Street.
George Street.
George. Oh, it's got to be non-linear.
Yep.
Gallowgate.
Okay.
Yes, and Fred?
Squinty Bridge.
Good one. What was that again?
Squinty Bridge.
Squinty Bridge.
Yeah. That is
Squinty
non-linear.
Bridge.
You're right, it's non-linear. Okay. I'm going to go Clay Slaps Road.
What? Clay Slaps Road.
It's an inversion, isn't it?
No, it's not an inversion.
Well,
are you
sorry? I think you've left me numpted.
Nope.
It's over to you, Tony, you big Sassenach.
That's given me a lift. I can do Edinburgh Castle.
Edinburgh Castle, yes.
That's a biggie.
Yeah.
Princess Street.
Yeah, Princess Street.
Frederick Street.
Wait a minute. Just finishing off with Princess Street. Thank you, Barry. Just a bit worried about Barry because he's looking a bit peely-welly. And I don't want to push him too fast. So, sorry. Yes, Fred, you big bandpot. What was your one, Fred?
I let Fred in with Frederick Street.
Yes, Frederick Street. That's a permissible.
Yep.
That's taking you out on the diagonal again.
Pollockshaw's Road.
Oh, heat the ball.
Listen, you've just got to be bold.
But it opens the door for me to give you...
Oh, it does.
I can give
it
you...
It does.
Yeah, well, Holyrood.
Oh, boy.
The guy's going for it. This is extraordinary.
Holyrood. Well, James.
I'm blocked. I'm blocked here. Cadogan Street?
That's sequential. That is sequential. That is sequential and linear.
Baz.
Don't remember you being made the judge of this.
Firhill.
Babberton Main Drive. It's there, Tony. It's
that
there.
Old people pleaser you.
It's there.
It's Tony, isn't it? It's Tony.
I think I'll give it away. Lothian Road.
Morningside Crescent! Yes!
Morningside Crescent. Well, micty me, that was minging. Yes, I think I've picked up the accent very nicely. Okay, the next round is called Complete Marriage. Under Scottish civil law, married couples stand together as complete equals, while under Muirfield golfing law, the woman stands in the car park with a bag of crisps. In this round, I'll supply you teams with a selection of unfinished quotes and sayings on the subject of marriage, and your job is to finish them off. Okay, so Barry, some words of Frank Carson for you. I don't think my wife likes me very much when I had a heart attack.
She wrote for an ambulance.
Well, that is the answer. In fairness, you probably wrote the gag, so... Fred, this is the words of Alan J. Lerner. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. Pull out the stopper, let's...
Let's think this through. She has a stopper.
Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. Susan, this is some words of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein. Men marry women with the hope they will never change. Women marry men with the hope they will change. Invariably...
It's just a waiting game until one of them dies.
Invariably, they are both disappointed. Tony, this is Prince Philip said this. When a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either...
Because the servant hasn't turned up, or the car's on fire and you need to get out her side.
He said it's either a new car or a new wife. Back to you, Barry. That's a limerick. There was a young man from Elora who married a girl called Lenora.
He played her at cricket. When she took his wicket, she got a thumbs up from the scorer.
He said, but he had not been wed very long till he said, oh, drat, I've married a snorer. Fred, for you, here's an English proverb. It's a good horse that never stumbles and a good wife that...
Romps home at 5-1.
A good wife that never grumbles. Susan, some words of Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think that gay marriage should be between...
Susan Kalman and Gillian Anderson.
He said, I think that gay marriage should be between a man and a woman. Tony, some words of Lionel Blair. I can't bear gay marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman. The world has changed. What has happened to my beautiful...
Wedding dress and that little diamante tiara.
What's happened to my beautiful England? Back to you, Barry. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got...
Never mind that, sir. Just blow into this.
I got married to the widow next door. Fred, here's a Scottish proverb. A hairy man's a geary man, but a hairy wife's a...
Bonus.
It says, a hairy wife's a witch. Susan, here's another. This is an English proverb. It is better to marry a shrew than...
A hamster.
Better to marry a shrew than a sheep. Not that much better. Finally, Tony. This is from a personal ad from an Ohio newspaper, 1903. Young man, moderate circumstances, and who has glass eye, would like to form the acquaintance of young girl who also has a glass eye. Object?
Marbles.
Object, matrimony. Well, here's some for any of you to have a go at. Carol Vorderman, my first marriage was totally unsuitable and shouldn't have happened. It was a whirlwind rebound thing. I was 23 or...
246 minus 16.
I was 23 or 24. Scottish proverb now. Choose your wife on Saturday and not on...
eBay.
The answer is not on Sunday, e.g. Choose her for her everyday usefulness, not for her Sunday appearance. Yeah. Well, don't have a go at me, it's Scottish. And finally,
some words of Princess Margaret. I would like it to be known that I have decided not to marry Group Captain Peter Townsend, mindful of the Church's teaching that Christian marriage is indissoluble, and conscious of my duty to the Commonwealth, I have resolved to...
shag around instead.
Who hurt you, Fred? Why did you tell me? I have resolved to put these considerations before any others. Well, it is very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time. There is just time to fit in a quick round of Beauticians Film Club. And Samantha loves being pampered. Only recently she paid a long-awaited return visit to her favourite international beauty spa for a weekend of facials. She told us she felt quite emotional to be back enjoying massages with old friends, one Turkish, one Thai, before a rather brisk Brazilian brought tears to her eyes. Teams, I'd like you to suggest film titles likely to be popular with an audience of beauticians. Can you please start this one, Susan?
Back, Sack and Crack to the Future.
Barry.
The Mud Pack of Notre Dame.
Fred.
Vajazzle be the day.
Tony.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
28 Days Epilator.
Exfoliating Rita.
Murder on the L'Oreal Express.
Paint Your Sagging.
Ten's Labyrinth.
The Man in the Iron Mascara.
Mad Wax 2.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the deep-fried pizza slice of time is coated with the Sultan sauce of serendipity and the pie supper of posterity narrows the aorta of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself and all our audience here in Glasgow, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Tony Hawkes, Susan Kalman and Fred McCauley were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.